Hello, everyone. Recording from a studio at the Anderson Career Technology Center in Williamson, South Carolina. Welcome to Chillcast, the podcast that you can chill out and vibe to. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at chillcast_the_podcast for news and updates. And also make sure to check out my website, which is chillcast.weebly.com, to find out more information about me or my podcast. My name is Ethan Rourke, and in today's episode, I'll be discussing a topic edition that'll be on my podcast, and I'll also be talking about some things that relate to said topic. As usual, don't forget to grab a snack and a drink, and I hope you enjoy it. It's time for the fact of the day. Did you know that Mr. Potato Head was the first toy to be advertised on TV? It's true. Just Google it. Anyways, now let's start this first segment. First, I'll give you a few updates on my life. So far, life has been pretty interesting for me right now. I got a job, steady workflow. Where I work, I have a few friends of mine that work there as well, so things are a bit easier on me, knowing that, whatever I struggle through, they also tend to do at the job as well. But, when it comes to struggling, and there's not a lot of struggling, it's just it's a nice little pizza place down in my town, a Funny Path. The owner's really nice. He cares for his employees. Everything that can go wrong can never goes wrong there. Everything seems to find its way to work out or wiggle its way out of trouble. So everything, always seems to work out. And I just recently started learning more about banking. And, hopefully sometime soon I'll be able to, when I get a good little, income, I can definitely open up my odds to like a better job out there maybe someday soon. But for now it's just gonna be making pizzas, which I'm actually really loving at this moment. So now I will now introduce my new topic. This topic isn't much different from other podcasts. In a way it is, but it all just depends on how you feel about it, or what your opinion of it is. But the new topic is actually giving my opinion on things that are going on in the world right now, which almost crosses over to the news side of my podcast, but it's from my perspective. So now let me just go ahead and start this new topic off on this new episode. So I will go ahead and give my opinion on like what's going on. So for a fact that I know that this Delta variant has really hurt us even worse than the first original variants, I understand why the CDC is trying to get people to get their vaccine, because it is getting worse, and the outbreak of the COVID outbreaks are in areas of low vaccination levels. So I understand why people are wanting them to get their vaccine. So just keep everyone safe. Keep your friends, your family, most definitely your grandparents, people who are over 65, as said on the news. Most of them usually have other past problems, like maybe with their lungs or, just any other medical conditions. COVID can really latch onto that and make it much worse on them. So there's that. Now, my opinion on some of the newer video games coming out. Just two, actually. Marvel's Wolverine and Marvel's Spider-Man 2. So I definitely know that those games will most likely be coming out for the PS5 first, but hopefully they'll move on down to the PS4. Because currently my console that I play is a PS4 Pro. I'm a big fan of open world games, mainly Spider-Man games. I just love playing them. I love the open world aspect of any video game, how you can just interact with your environment and keep on going, reach boundaries that you never thought possible in video games. So Marvel's Wolverine looks very cool. It's definitely going to tie down and maybe show a little bit of Wolverine's backstory a little bit more, because I have seen the movies. I've seen the X-Men movies. Those movies came really well made, very popular in a short amount of time. Everything else followed along suit. More X-Men movies came out. There's one of the first Wolverine movies came out when I was younger. The most recent movie, Logan, not too long ago, came out, and me and my little sister loved the movie Logan. That was more or less the last Wolverine movie, because, the ending was pretty sad. The movie's pretty old, but I will tell you that one of the main characters does pass on in Wolverine, so Well, the main characters that are in that movie. But yeah, one of the big characters in X-Men does pass on there, or in the movie. And now the next game, Spider-Man 2, Marvel Spider-Man 2, that looks really cool. So, you know, how they're finally bringing Venom, you know, into a video game where we can finally interact with it. Because back then, there was, either it was on the PS3 or the PS2, but there was Spider-Man 3 with one of the original movie actors, Tobey Maguire, his voice lines in it. Because his voice lines were in Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2, and Spider-Man 3. Spider-Man 3 also brought in the Venom, you know, attaching himself, the symbiote attaching himself to Eddie Brock. Everything just going from there. Sorry. Just leading on to everything else in the story. You know, Mary Jane getting kidnapped by Venom. They're having their big battle where Sandman comes in the third game. It's a very old game, you know. To be honest, spoiling it isn't even surprising at this point, because, you know, everyone should know what happened in that game, or at least what it's about when you read the title, because, I mean, if you've seen the movie, then you automatically know what the title or the game is going to be about. Well, I know they say, you know, don't judge a book by its cover, but this one's pretty obvious. So now, that was the first segment of this episode, so now we will move on to the second segment of this episode, which I'm going to have to say is going to be mainly around friendships. So, just to be a good friend, in my opinion, is being there for them when they need you most, when they feel like others are shunning them out or pushing them away to where they can't come back from something. A lot of things tend to come back on them in the past, where something negative can really hurt them in the future. So, it's good to have that good friend by your side every day, letting you know that they're there for you, that they care, that they're there to listen. You know, everything's going to work out for them, or everything's going to work out for you and them in the end, because y'all are looking out for each other. Y'all are having each other's backs. Everything continues to work out there when you have that good friend. Now, always, you know, when you're in a tight bind and you need someone to help you get you out of a sticky situation, you know, call that friend. Call someone you know that is going to help you out. When you think that you have no one else to help you out, there's always going to be that really close friend of yours, or that one friend in your life that's going to be there for you. There's always someone, is what I'm trying to say. I'm just going to say this now. Everything's like a bowl of spaghetti, you know, where you're intertwined in all the noodles of life. Your friend is the fork to help pluck you out of it and to let you know that everything is going to be okay. You know, that might be like a weird representation of how to say that, but I feel like that can really intertwine in everything. I just almost made a joke right there. But anyways, so we can all agree that a good friend is someone who's going to help be there for you. And for you to be a good friend, you need to do the exact same back to them. So now, for the next part of this segment, I feel as if friendships, for them to work out, y'all both need to give 100%. Now, in some friendships, 50-50 is okay. It leads up to 100 and everything works out in the end. But in some cases, maybe 100% or 100, or if you want to go that extra 10%, 110% from both of you, and things will work out extra well for you. Things will work out extremely well for you. Everything's going to work out in some way, and you want it to work out in the best possible way. So when you think of a good friendship, you think of someone who's going to be there to help bring you out. It's actually good to have a good friend that'll help you bring you out of your comfort. Comfort zone. Sorry, I got tongue tied there. It's always good to have a friend that'll bring you out of your comfort zone. You know, push you to your limits to help you get to reach out to the world and say, hey, I'm willing to face this, or I'm willing to face something else. You know, I'm willing to face something that is going to show what you can do as a person. You know. Because showing what you can do as a person with that friend is what makes a good friend. Because they're pushing you out of your limits, but not pushing you too far to where it'll hurt you mentally. So you definitely want to have a limit at some point. So, you know, you can always let your friend know that, hey, I'm willing to go through something to help push my brain out further, to help my understanding of this world go further. But you do need to slow down a little. You not push me outwards so far to the point of your head hurting, to where you think negative thoughts. So In my opinion, you just need to have a really good friend in your life. So, yeah, I'm gonna have to say just having a good friend will definitely push you farther in this world than you alone. Now, yes, sometimes finding the right friend can be very difficult, but sometimes that perfect friend is just right there in front of your face and you just don't realize it. It can be hard to realize sometimes because you can look further beyond it and you are insanely confused on what to do. So, that's what I'm saying. Just keep your head clear, keep your head held high, and just look beyond the horizon for that great friend of yours. And they will be there walking to you, smiling, just letting you know that they care. So yeah, a good friend, they'll definitely be able to help push you further in life than just you alone, in my opinion. Alright, that was episode 3 of Chillcast, the podcast that you can chill out and vibe to. You know, I forgot to mention this in the beginning, but it's been a long time. Like, I know it's only been a few months, but it almost feels like a decade. Just talking to you guys, you know, expressing how I feel on some things, you know, and speaking my mind, you know, it's pretty good to let someone else hear that, you know. But again, make sure to follow me on Instagram at chillcast_the_podcast for news and updates. And also make sure to check out my website, which is chillcast.weebly.com, to find out information about me or my podcast. Thank you all for tuning in, and I hope you all enjoyed it. As usual, have a great rest of your day, and take care.